You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. This episode is being released on February 27th, 2025. And this week, we're talking about a controversial email that was sent to government employees, telling them to reply back with a list of things they accomplished during the week or be fired. Now, people have some strong opinions about this, and I thought it'd be good for us to talk about this from a biblical perspective. So for links to some related materials, you can check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/02-27-25. Now for our discussion this week. Here is the screenshot of the email that has been making the rounds on social media. It tells employees to reply to this email with approximately 5 bullet points of what you accomplished last week and copy your manager, and the deadline was Monday at 11:59 p.m. Now, that email was sent out on Saturday evening, so presumably the employee would see it when they got to work on Monday morning and then have that day to reply to the email with the list of things they accomplished the previous week. Of course, plenty of people saw it before Monday morning, and this outcry happened or started over the weekend to this email. Now, someone might argue that this may not be the best way to go about making sure that employees are held accountable for doing their job. But it should not be controversial to expect workers to be able to outline what they did on the job, since that is what they are getting paid to do. So I thought it'd be good for us to talk about this, not the tactic behind the request. We're not really going to get into that. Instead, we're going to be talking about the expectation of workers actually working and doing the job that they are paid to do. This is not just a matter of government efficiency and getting control over a bloated and inefficient government bureaucracy. There are biblical principles that show that we should be doing the work that we are being paid to do while we are on the job. So regardless of whether you are a government employee or you work in the private sector or you have your own business, you're self-employed, or even if you do the work of an evangelist, it is a good idea to periodically ask ourselves, what did I accomplish this week? So in this episode, we're going to talk about 6 reasons why that is a good question to ask ourselves, or why it's good that an employer would ask this of their employees. And reason number 1 is that we need to be working. Now, this should be obvious. The wise man said in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going." The Apostle Paul showed how serious this was in his second letter to the church at Thessalonica when he said, "For even when we are with you, we used to give you this order, if anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either." If you are not working, even though you are able to work, you should not be receiving a paycheck. Number 2, we need to be held accountable. Remember the parable of the talents, where Jesus talked about the master who gave his servants various talents to take care of while he was away on a journey. So he goes and gives the 3 servants 5, 2, and 1 talent each, depending on their abilities. And he said that when a long time passed, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. When we are being paid to do a job, it is perfectly reasonable for the one who is paying us to know that we are actually doing our job. Number 3 is we need to be making progress. Any major project takes time to complete. When Jesus' opponents confronted him in the temple, after he drove the money changers out of the temple, they said that it took 46 years to build the temple. Jesus said they could tear down the temple and he would raise it up again in 3 days. They said it took 46 years to build the temple. Generally speaking, anything that we might do that is of lasting value will take time. It cannot be done in a day. So because of that, we need to make consistent progress in order to accomplish these major projects or these major goals. So a progress report where we keep up with what has been done and what is still left to do, can help us stay organized and complete the project. And number four, we need to do what is relevant to our job. The wise man said, "He who tills his land will have plenty of food, but he who follows empty pursuits will have poverty in plenty." Just because we fill our time with activity or busy work or meetings or whatever it might be, does not mean that what we are doing is actually worthwhile or is actually part of the job that we are really trying to accomplish. And number five, when we are working for a particular organization, whether it's the government as these employees receive this email or any other job that we have, we're working for a business, we need to, as we work, contribute to the goals of that organization. Recently in our Bible class at the church where I preach in Morgantown, Kentucky, we've been going through the book of Acts, and we have talked about Paul and his imprisonment and the trials that he stood before various leaders and gave a defense for himself for preaching the gospel. Well, on one of those trials, or during one of those trials where he was appearing before Festus, he appealed to Caesar. He said, "If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything worthy of death, I do not refuse to die. But if none of those things is true which these men accuse me, no one can hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." And as a Roman citizen, he had a right to do that. Well, Festus was a Roman governor. So he knew his responsibility in this case was to send Paul to Caesar, send him to Rome. But that's not all. Festus wasn't at liberty to just wipe his hands of the situation and just send Paul off to Rome and be done with it, and then feel free for himself to just move on to something else. He needed to do something that would help enable the officials in Rome who would be receiving Paul to know what to do with him. So when King Agrippa visited Festus, Festus told him about Paul's case. He said, "But I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and since he himself appealed to the emperor, I decided to send him. Yet I have nothing definite about him to write to my lord. Therefore, I have brought him before you all, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the investigation has taken place, I may have something to write. For it seems absurd to me in sending a prisoner not to indicate also the charges against him." Festus was not just to send off Paul and pass on the responsibility to someone else. He also needed to send charges with him for the benefit of those who would be receiving him in Rome, the officials who would then be in charge of taking care of him and taking him to the emperor. What Festus did or didn't do would have an impact on others in his organization, the Roman government. He couldn't just do whatever he wanted to do. He needed to do what would be helpful to the organization as a whole. And number six, the reason why this is good to think about what I have accomplished in this last week is that it is good for our peace of mind. The wise man said, "The sleep of the working man is pleasant, whether he eats little or much." Knowing that we did what we could do, that we did what we are paid to do, provides us with peace of mind. It frees us from guilt, from a sense of aimlessness or restlessness that comes from not doing what we know we should be doing. So for all of these reasons, it is good for us to know what we have accomplished in a given week. Now, obviously, not every week is going to go according to plan. Sometimes there are circumstances beyond our control that prevent us from accomplishing what we would like to accomplish. But the expectation that we are working during the time that we are paid to be working is reasonable and right. But before we end, I want to think about this in another way, and that is how it relates to our work in the church. I mentioned that it's good for workers to ask what they accomplish in a given week, even for gospel preachers. However, all Christians can ask what we have accomplished in the Lord's service in a given week or in a certain period of time. Well, why would Christians ask this in regard to our work in the Lord's church? Well, for the same reasons that we talked about. Number one, we need to be working. Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 16, "From whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." Each individual part, each one of us, needs to be working, and that helps the church grow and become stronger. And number two, we need to be held accountable. In speaking of our spiritual leaders, which would be elders in the church, the Hebrew writer said, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." Elders oversee the flock, therefore they hold us accountable, making sure we are doing what we need to do. And to some extent, we can all do this for one another. We can watch for one another and encourage one another and hold one another accountable. But we have some accountability there in the local church to make sure we are doing what we ought to be doing. And number three, we need to make progress. Paul told Timothy, take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress will be evident to all. All of us, whether it's Timothy, who is a preacher of the gospel, or any of us as Christians, we need to continue to grow in the Lord and make progress in our spiritual endeavors. And number four, we need to do what is relevant. Remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. We often cite that passage to talk about the need for Bible authority, to follow the authority of Christ and do what he has told us to do. But the point is, as we're talking about here, we're not to do just whatever we want to do or whatever seems good to us. We need to do the Lord's work, what is relevant to his purpose and his mission that he's given us. And number five, we need to contribute to the goals of the organization. And we're talking here about the church, about the Lord's kingdom. Now, in regards to the church, Paul described the church as a body in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and says that we are individually members of it. So we are part of a body. We function together. We are not independent of every other part of the body. We work together. We depend on one another. We rely on one another. And we affect what we do, affects what other people are able to do and what they can accomplish as well. Again, that passage we mentioned in Ephesians 4 and verse 16 about every individual part is working together to cause the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. Everyone is involved in that. And then number six, the reason why we do this, why we ask this question in our spiritual work, is because this is good for our peace of mind. Remember what the Apostle John wrote. Now, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of him. When we faithfully carry out the Lord's work, when we practice righteousness, we do not need to fear our appointment where we will one day stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Remember what Paul said near the end of his life. He said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. He knew that he did all he could do in the Lord's service and was confident that the Lord would keep his promises to him. So in summary, whether we're talking about the work that we do at our jobs or the service that we offer to the Lord as part of his church, we need to be working. We cannot sit back and do nothing and expect our employer or the Lord to be pleased with us. So it is good to think about and even document what we accomplished this week, especially in our service to the Lord. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials, you can check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/02-2725. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.